Steve Smith and David Warner have been stripped of their leadership positions and banned from international and domestic cricket for 12 months. Cameron Bancroft has been given a 9-month suspension. Speaking publicly for the first time since players admitted to conspiring to cheat, coach Darren Lehman was close to tears as he spoke about his concern for the players.
They've made a grave mistake, but they are not bad people. As a coach, you feel for them as people. They are hurting, and I feel for them and their families. I hope that in all this, the media and the fans don't forget that. There's a human side of this. They've made a mistake, as everyone, including myself, has made mistakes in the past. These are young men, and I hope people will give them a second chance.
A Cricket Australia investigation has found Lehman didn't know about the plan to illegally use sandpaper to scuff the ball. Many yesterday expressed disbelief that the coach did not know, but Cricket Australia chief James Sutherland has again defended him.
In Darren's defence, I do want to just clarify that specific matter, and I want to say that he sent a message to say what in the hell is going on. He didn't use hell, he used another word. But what in the hell is going on? That was found to be through Ian's investigation, found to be the fact.
However, Lehman has been accused by cricket commentators and fans of allowing a win-at-any-cost culture to take hold in the team. He admits the cheating during the third test in South Africa will prompt a rethink.
The team has been perceived quite negatively in recent times, and there is a need for us to change some of the philosophies about the way and how we play.
Mr. Sutherland also confirmed that it was sandpaper that Bancroft used and later tried to hide down his trousers, not sticky tape as originally claimed by Steve Smith. Smith's attempt to mislead officials was taken into account when deciding the lengthy suspension. After yesterday refusing to call it cheating, Mr. Sutherland has now conceded that it is.
I think under the code it specifically refers to these practices in which we have made the charges and offered the sanctions as cheating. So I think people want to use their own words, but cheating is certainly one of them that is probably appropriate in the circumstances.
Cricket Australia's investigation also found it was then vice-captain David Warner who instigated the plan and instructed Bancroft to use sandpaper to scuff the ball. Veteran cricket commentator Jim Maxwell has told the ABC a more mature captain might have resisted Warner.
I feel for Smith to an extent, but he's the captain. He should have been more vigilant and he should have said to Warner, no, it's not on. Not on my watch. You're not going to do that. But unfortunately, it occurred. And we're now wondering, of course, how many other times, if at all, it has occurred.
Others have suggested the penalties are too harsh. Shane Warne posted on Facebook that Cricket Australia had caved to public hysteria in handing down the 12-month bans. He said the punishment did not fit the crime. He's one of several current and former players expressing sympathy for the trio who have been sent home to Australia. The players have 1 week to decide whether to appeal the sanctions. Rosemary Bolger, SBS World News.